With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This Preakness edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynNBet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Roman. Roman is the straightforward way to take care of your ED. Just head to getroman.com/SGP for $15 off your first month. That's getroman.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is home to the best Ball Mania 2 contest where you can win $1 million. That's right, $1 million. Sign up now at underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. We're also brought to you by Odds Jam. Odds Jam is the betting tool every sharp bettor needs, bringing you the latest prices and presenting the best betting opportunities. Dominate the marketplace with Odds Jam. Use promo code SGP and get 5% off. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Odds Jam.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking that money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer Dog?
Cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
And happy Thursday, Sean. Are you excited?
For what?
For what? Are you kidding me? We cheated and got away with it.
Well, there are some alleged allegations regarding our clear victory in the Kentucky Derby. Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby. We won a bunch of cash. No further questions. We're going to get to that in just a second. Of course, want to shout out winbet.com. If you're looking to get down on the Preakness or any of the NBA playoffs coming up, NHL playoffs coming up, daily MLB action, you got to do it over at winbet.com, WynNBet.com. And up to $500 risk-free bet. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and NFL week one is here over at winbet.com. Get over there, get in the action. Joining us to break down the horse racing action, our horse racing expert, the man that gave us the prediction to help us win the Kentucky Derby, Malcolm Bamford. Malcolm, what's happening, man?
Hello, boys. That was exciting, wasn't it?
What a race. We talked a little bit about it right after it happened, but man, it's rare for you to see heart, passion, determination out of a horse, but we saw that in that Kentucky Derby.
Wow. That was
the thing we said was that we'd be sitting here on Saturday night thinking, why didn't we pick it? It was the obvious choice. I was pleased with the process. We talked about how tough it was. We said that it was hard as nails. And I tell you what, when they came down that stretch, my heart was trying to escape from my chest because one by one, all those straining, snorting thoroughbreds came to challenge Medina. And one by one, it told them to fuck off and it got up and won that. And it was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Well, and that was the best part, Sean, is it physically was, it knew it was in a race.
Yeah.
And it knew it wasn't losing that race. I mean, it reminded me of, dare I say, Michael Jordan, dare I say, Tom Brady. putting the team on his back.
And I don't want to make those comparisons.
Cheating when necessary to get to the finish line.
Just look at a photo of Bob Baffert. Does that look like a guy who's going to illegally inject his horse with substances that may help him win? Unfortunately, yes.
Sean, he's
but
a guy.
But that's why we bet him. He's Bob Baffert. He does whatever it takes to get the W.
He's had white hair for like 20 years, and he still shows everyone he's got a full head of hair. You don't think that's performance enhancement right there? I think this is a guy who, you know, he makes horse racing interesting. And for all of these purists that get up on their soapbox and decide to say, oh, this is horrible for the sport. You know what's horrible for the sport of horse racing? The fact that all these horses are constantly dying because everyone cheats. So that's the horrible thing about horse racing. So all these people that are like sad about horse racing right now because Bob Baffert, a guy who looks like a guy who would sell you snake oil, literally sell you snake oil.
I'm just worried. What if the kids in Little League, the tiny horses that look up to these professional horses, they see them injecting themselves with steroids, and then they think, oh, hey,
they
that's
see
a
the
good
glory
idea
that Medina Spirit had.
And Medina Spirit, all she did was rub the cream and the clear on her leg. She thought she was just getting her leg fixed. Malcolm, what is going on with this potential frame job regarding Bob Baffert and our beautiful, majestic beast, Medina Spirit? What are the? I read through the allegations, and they are allegations at this point. What are we looking at here, Medina Spirit, Bob Baffert? What happens if they overturn it? Where are we at with this process?
The thing's going to take months and months. Bob Baffert looks like every Scooby-Doo villain that there ever was. He's the old Mr. Withers from the theme park. Like, so what, I'll just preface this. I am no way a veterinary expert or a healthcare professional in any way. What I believe happened is I would use the term arse cream. You would use the term butt cream. The horse had some dry skin on its arse, which I think we can all empathize with. They put some cream on it, fixed it up nicely. And that's it. And I'll be honest, it sounds really tenuous, but I think that's what they want you to think as well. They found 9 picograms. A picogram is a trillionth of a part, right?
Sounds, I mean, like I can't nothing get me on that.
So they found 9 picograms of this, and it's a legal steroid as well, but you have to declare that you've used it 14 days before the race. So it's not an illegal thing. It's just I think the illegality is having not declared the arse cream. So, I mean, it's pretty tenuous. The appeals process and stuff will take forever.
Self-conscious about declaring his ass cream.
Let me lay out a theory for you, Sean, yeah, and Malcolm. Horse racing is at a rapid decline. We can all agree, right?
It's unfortunate. We're helping to breathe life into it.
It's a sport aging out. I agree. I love betting on it, but it's aging out. All right. So what do? You look around the sports landscape. You see what looks like us, where we can gain some advantages from. We can learn from what they did. They saw the WWE and they said, "Well, shit, Vince McMahon knows how to work up a little bit of controversy and get people to pay attention to what." So what do? Bob Baffert, like Malcolm said, the villain in every Scooby-Doo movie. They say, "Hey, Bob, you're going to take one on the chin here. We're going to throw a little extra ass cream there on Medina Spirit. You win the race. Everything works out for you. We're going to have this after the fact thing. Bah, 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 legal mumbo jumbo. We'll let you pick the doctors. No big deal. Boom. Everyone's talking about the Preakness. So, which horse does Vince McMahon own? That's what I need to look into, because
and real quick, Malcolm. So again, I already cashed out my money, and I actually used the money from winning Medina Spirit to help pay my tax bill. So if any sportsbook is coming for my money, they can just go right to the IRS and they can figure that out on their own. But what happens if you had the horse that came in second or third? Is there any chance that some of these sportsbooks actually pay out? Is it a sportsbook by sportsbook decision? Do you know what could happen?
Not the amount of time it's going to take. If in this country, everything gets paid first past the post is what we call it. So,
well, and real quick to clarify, Malcolm, when he says in this country, he means England. Just so you.
Sorry, yeah, you might be detected from the daft accent. Yeah, I'm in the north of England, so we pay out on first past the post. So The horse, what's the horse that you talk about that you haven't mentioned yet, remarkably? You normally shoehorn it in. The country
house. Oh, country house, yes.
Yeah. So you'd get paid out on the winner, the one that got thrown out, and you'd get paid out on country house. So you always get paid out on them both. If they overturn this result in 3 months' time, genuinely don't know if you've got a leg to stand on. The futures draft that we took this horse in, has there been any pushback on them? Or are we taking them to court or something?
Yeah, we haven't heard anything. But I think, and this is the beauty of it, is the futures draft, I think
it ends at the All-Star break.
So. The MLB All-Star break. So there's a really good chance that if it does get overturned, it'll happen after we have already claimed our title, winning the
futures
draft.
We're one of
draft.
The few people on the same team as Bob Baffert right now. Like
full. We're Team Baffert all
hey,
the way.
Hey, Bob, throw another injunction in there. Like, run this out another 30 days.
All right.
This is the most SGPN thing ever. It's absolutely fantastic.
Well, it's funny.
Hashtag Dejens only.
What's funny is I believe last I checked, Sean, that weekend between the NFL draft and the Kentucky Derby catapulted us into first place. So as it stands right now, and we got some action coming up in the PGA Championship, so we can talk about that later, Sean.
All right, we will. We're gonna move over to the Preakness picks. What Malcolm likes, what kind of knowledge and picks we're stealing from him. Before we get to that, want to shout out Roman. You know what? The great thing is they don't test for performance enhancing drugs in the bedroom. Don't have to worry about testing positive, having your title of world best lover stripped from you, because you know, getroman.com. That's where you can go to get the PED the pros use. Obviously, if you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's unfortunate, and you can get it taken care of by just going to getroman.com/SGP. Very easy online visit. And if medication's right, free 2-day shipping, discreet. Again, licensed healthcare professional. And again, unlike Medina Spirits ass cream, you don't have to declare this. You don't have to explain yourself. Very hush hush. And yeah, if it's bothering you, it would bother me. Get it taken care of. And yeah, getroman.com/SGP. Use that link and you get $15 off your first month. The straightforward way to take care of your ED. Getroman.com/SGP. All right, Malcolm, Preakness, we're talking about it. Obviously, the favorites, according to your article, Medina Spirit is right up there, and Concert Tour.
Both Bob Baffert horses.
Both Bob Baffert horses. Now, I know there was some talk about him being suspended. It sounds like he's suspended from the Churchill Downs. Of course, there's no like horse racing bodies.
It's like mob rules.
It's a different track. It doesn't, it really has like college football vibes. So is there
once he's crossed that state line, he's absolutely untouchable again.
Is there still a chance Medina Spirit or Concert Tour becomes a late scratch because of some ruling? Is there a chance, or are both these horses definitely running in the Preakness?
No, I think they're both set to go. While this is still a pending inquiry, there's nothing they can do about it. Buffett said he's not going to attend so as not to be a distraction. That's his story and he's sticking to it. So yeah, these two are clear at the head of the market. You can get 2-1 on both of them. They're both available at twos if you shop around. So we've got Medina Spirit, obviously, as discussed previously, absolutely hard as nails, tough as old boots. It's not very fast. The Derby time wasn't particularly quick. And it's got this remarkable record. It's never been passed by another horse. So wherever the races it's lost, it's because it's sat off in second or third place and travelled in that position. It's never actually had another horse run past it, which is quite an incredible trend. The other trend that we're going to have to book if we want Medina Spirit to get beat here is that Bob Baffert's won the Preakness Stakes 7 times, 6 of which were with a Kentucky Derby winner. So if he has a Derby winner, takes it to the Preakness, 6 out of 7 times, that's gone and won. That is a really, really strong trend. What's put me off it is I don't think you aren't particularly horsemen. I don't think I'm out of order saying that.
Nope, just winners.
Not above the waist, at least.
Roman.com, everybody. If they let Medina Spirit get to the front, nothing's going to pass it. They shall not pass. So there's nine other jockeys in the race. Someone's going to go and pester him. Someone's going to go and bother him at the top end. And that, to me, is the thing that's going to get Medina Spirit beat. Concert to the other Baffert horse. If you rule out his last race in the Arkansas Derby, he was 1-5 favorite that day, got turned over. He could possibly have been favorite. He was going to be the public choice for the Kentucky Derby before that race. I think he would have been favorite for that. He won the Rebel Stakes, but he went off too fast in that last race in Arkansas. He set two fast fractions and he got gunned down the stretch. He's still lightly raced. There's a lot of horses haven't had as much racing as they would have done due to COVID. So they didn't race as much as two-year-olds. So there's a lot of unexposed horses. He's got two grade two victories. And I think this is the one that's going to improve. Baffert will know as well. They're in his barn every day. I think Concert Tour, if the two will be a little bit faster than Medina Spirit, it can boil down to that. The time of the Kentucky Derby wasn't great. Medina Spirit, it suited it. I think something will pester it to the front and Concert Tour will be the one.
And I think this is where you look in and you see how deep the conspiracy goes, because if Bob Baffert really like is innocent and wants this to go away, in a way he wants Medina Spirit to lose this race.
Yeah.
Cause if Medina Spirit purely just a, okay, we just want to make sure we get some heat on horse race and to like boomerang out of this pandemic, because I honestly, like he's in control of the situation. If he wants it to go away, Medina Spirit loses this race. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Malcolm, but Concert Tour was the favorite, right? Before it bowed out of the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
It was at Churchill Downs, but Bob Baffert said it wasn't quite ready. He said he was about maybe a week behind in its prep. And that defeat in the Arkansas Derby just knocked it back a little bit. So yeah, it was absolutely up there. When we talked in February, before we picked Medina Spirit at 20-1 to win the Kentucky Derby, Concertre was up there. It was one of the top horses. Yeah, it probably would have been favorite had its preparations gone smoothly.
I mean, the one, and I kind of jumped down to the contenders list. Was doing a little research, AKA reading Malcolm's article at sportsgamblingpodcast.com.
It's a good article.
I did a little outside research just to help
you
round
did what?
Things out. As of your article, Midnight Bourbon, 10-1, finished sixth in the Derby. A couple other things I liked about it. It did really well in the Risen Star Stakes. Finishing third, and the Risen Star was the winner, was the runner up in the Kentucky Derby. Mandolin, I don't know how do you pronounce that. Mandalorian. I like the name Midnight Bourbon. I like the odds.
You trying to get there though.
I don't really like something super chalky. Midnight Bourbon. Talk me into why that this horse has a chance, Malcolm, if you believe it does.
I'm not a big fan of it, to be honest. It was 10-1. Someone's putting some money on it somewhere. It was 10-1 when I wrote the article sort of 48 hours ago. And I'm just having a look now, and there's a little bit of kind of 13-2, so 6.5-1, down into sort of 4 and 5-1. I think it's a bigger price this side of the ocean than on your side of the ocean. It's around about 4-1, 4-1, 5-1. But it blew its chance last time. So I wouldn't be put off by its Kentucky Derby run because it blew its chance at the start. There was quite a few horses that blew the chance at the start. It is a bit of a monkey.
Real quick. I know what a monkey is, the animal, but what does monkey mean? And that's why I love having Malcolm on. I always learn either a new term. It's either a horse racing term or an English phrase or, idiom that I'm unaware of. But when you call a horse a monkey, what are you referring to?
The horse has kind of got his own ideas about what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Churchill Downs, he just went missing for a bit. He just went for a wander, had a little walk in between the barn, sort of. Everyone was kind of asking where he'd got to, and had a bit of a run around it. He's got his own ideas, and you can see that sometimes in the horse's racing style. If their ears are flicking around, you can see they're not quite concentrating. They've got their ideas. So also that on a going day, if they fancy it, he might just take off and go. But like I say, he's a bit of a monkey, so you need to know the horse's particular character and foibles. So the jockey booking will be quite interesting. I think it's Erad Ortiz, actually, who we won some money on last year. I think he wrote Tis the Law in the Belmont last year. So yeah, the jockey bookings are important when you've got a horse that's kind of got his own ideas about the game. I just didn't think he would necessarily get to the front again. There was just something I didn't sit right with me. There's other closers in the field that I fancy more than Midnight Bourbon Sean, unfortunately for me.
Well, I need someone to drag Tis the Law's ass over to Medina Spirit stall and say, if you had half,
pick me up.
You had half the heart of Medina Spirit. You're 5 foot. Look, here's another angle to look at, right? Bob Baffert gets dabbed for cheating. Well, who's been the king of cheating? Todd Pletcher. Correct me if I'm wrong, Malcolm.
You're probably
he's probably like,
the next horse.
What about me? Now, I don't think from what I'm reading, he doesn't have a horse that most feel has a chance. But it's sitting there 15-1, and maybe he goes a little heavy on the ass cream,
arse cream.
And Unbridled Honor. I don't know, the 8 horse.
Yeah, Unbridled Honor is the other horse. I'm with you, Kramer, that I had jotted down in my notes. You know, Pletcher, he had 4 horses that didn't hit the board on the Derby. This was not one of them. So maybe there was some gamesmanship of like, he ran those horses that he thought would do well in the Derby. None of them hit. He's like, all right, I got to go back to square one. Unbridled Honor, maybe he was keeping off to the side for a crack here at the Preakness.
He's also probably like, if they just busted someone at the Derby, they're definitely not going to test at the Preakness, right?
Yeah, they don't want more heat. What do you think of Unbridled Honor?
Unbridled Honor made my top 3. It was a really interesting runner for me. A dark horse, something that had gone beneath the radar. It's another one that's unexposed, hasn't had a whole load of racing. It ran second last time in the Lexington Stakes behind a horse called King Fury. King Fury's been a real talking horse. It's been a real superstar in the making, that horse. So that was a good run. And like you say, Todd Pletcher, this is another one, a little bit like harking back to the Derby when it seems obvious after the event. And we'd be where everyone's looking around for the fancy horses. And this Todd Pletcher horse is just sitting there. He did have 4 in the Derby. He said Unbridled Honor. I think Unbridled Honor was at Churchill Downs with the rest of them. And Pletcher himself said looked as well, looked in rude health, and wouldn't have been out of place in the Derby field at all. So I had Unbridled Honor in my top 3, definitely.
Oh,
nice. Are there any other?
My cheating. I was just going conspiracy angle. This guy's going to want a little shine this week. So
are there any other? And of course the slate here is only 10 horses run. Now, are there any other, you mentioned horses that are closers. Are there any long shot closers that you think are worth looking at in the rest of the field here?
Yeah, there is. It's the race, the way it'll pan out, there's kind of 5 who want to go to the front and 5 who want to sit at the back. So there shouldn't be any excuses because it's a small field. There's going to be no hard luck stories at the end. The talking horse, there's been a lot of chat about a horse called Ron Bauer.
Sorry, talking horse. Is that a horse racing term? I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah. So like the horse that's making all the noise, making all the headlines, making all the chat, all the rumors are about it.
I can't help but just imagine like a Deion Sanders type horse just talking a bunch of smack to these other horses when you say talking horse.
We need a buzzer for Sean. Just like, all right.
No, I want it. I'm learning. You know, this is a learning experiment, this is an educational podcast, as well as a degeneracy podcast. So this horse has been getting a lot of heat. And you think it has a chance, like as a long shot here?
Yeah, what I like about this is I've been doing the MLB podcast with Moonaf, and Moonaf is way too polite to pull me up about any of the silliness that I come out with. He just nods and smiles, and then we log off, and he must come to somebody else. You just come in, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. So I think Moonaf must listen in and have you translate for him or something. Rombauer's the one that I read some stuff today in the Horseman, kind of talking Rombauer up a little bit. He finished, he's a Mike McCarthy horse. Didn't run it in the Derby, citing the field size, because it's got to come from a long way back. If you've got to pick your way through 18 horses to get to the front, it's a big ask. With only 10 horses, you shouldn't have to do that today. It's something that I wasn't hugely sold on Rombauer, but there's people who know maybe a little bit better than me, who seem quite keen on it. So it's been backed into 12-1. It's going to arrive late on the scene. There's a few like that. Keep Me in Mind comes from an absolute mile back. Like you say, starts in a different county. And the Japanese horse as well, he'll be sitting off the pace. But I don't think the closers will get it done this time. Medina Spirit will take some passing, as we've seen. And I think Concert Tour is going to be near the front. So I think this is going to be settled by the horses in the front rank rather than ones from the back. I did have one other steer for you. I was looking at, I know you boys like a daft bet. Well, there wasn't as many sort of props and name props and things like that. But one of the US bookies I was looking at earlier on had the market for which horse is going to finish last.
Ooh. Mm.
And the horse called Ram, down the bottom. It's 50-1. And
he's the one just, horse too. Is that a sorry? Bad draw? He's the one horse. Is that a bad draw for the Preakness?
In a field of 10, no. You shouldn't find any trouble, and you want to be out the back, so the jockey will happily take a pull. I just don't think you'll get much closer. I think you'll start at the back and might just go all the way around there. The Japanese horse will get on. Rambauer will go forwards. Keep Me in Mind will go forwards. And I think Ram might just get left behind. He was plus 400 to finish last. So I know it's counterintuitive to be looking at the back of the field when you're cheering one home at the front of the field. But Ram to finish last at plus 400 was something.
I mean, I like that too.
Your interest.
Yeah, just kind of just looking at the odds, obviously not knowing a ton on the horse Ram, but out of 10 horses.
Pretty big spread, right?
Plus 400 for a horse that's 30-1 to win, but plus 400 to get last. Or even 50-1, like
well,
you were saying.
Well, and real quick, Malcolm, let's pop through a couple more of these props because the over under on time is 1:55.
Ooh.
Which side do you fancy?
I looked at that. I was dying to give you something. I did some research on this, and I couldn't give you a proper steer. I didn't just want to give you a yes or no. The last two derbies finished under. Only one out of the previous nine had gone over, and in that there was a lot of 157s, 158s. Now, the Kentucky Derby was a slow time. Medina Spirit was a slow time. So unless there's something that's really going to improve and shoot out the pack, then I would lean towards the over. I think the over was a good bit. I was just concerned about Concert Tour because Concert Tour could go and win by three or four lengths. And he could be the only one who gets anywhere near that time, but he could be the one that spoils the bet. So I generally leant towards the over. But with that, I wasn't confident enough to bring it out before you brought it up, Ryan.
And Sean, the over under on victory length is 1.5 lengths. So, ooh, which sounds fun to take the under, but I feel
and,
like.
And what actually determines a length while we're getting in the horse racing minutia? Is it from the horse's nose to the tail?
Like,
what
do they arse.
What do they actually consider a length? Because I feel like 1.5 is kind of subjective. Maybe what kind of horse you're measuring it off of. What am I looking at here?
Yeah, Ryan's right, nose to arse. So if you're looking for a length and a half, there'll be a little bit of daylight, between the horse's arse and the next nose that's following it along.
I just refuse to believe my horse, Medina Spirit. I refuse to believe is going to let anyone show them up.
All right,
but everyone's talking shit. The chip is there. We've seen that competitive spirit.
Yeah, I would heart of a champion.
I would take the under here.
All right, we're going to do a quick little read here, and then we're going to close it out with our final picks and predictions for the Preakness. Of course, Underdog Fantasy. If you haven't gotten a chance to hop on Underdog Fantasy, play one of their best ball games, highly recommended, including the Best Ball Mania 2, where you can win $1 million. That's right, $1 million. Just go to underdogfantasy.com. NFL Best Ball, they got NBA, they got NHL. They have an NBA playoffs Best Ball that we're going to be talking about here in a couple days. NHL, they also have player props that you can parlay. You can do it all. Underdogfantasy.com. Use that promo code SGPN. And new sponsor of the program, Odds Jam. That's right. Odds Jam does your line shopping for you, finding the best prices on all bets, including player props. They even show you bets where you can bet both sides, guaranteeing a profit. That's right. I guarantee it. It's called an arbitrage opportunity, Ryan. And you can sign up for their service, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/oddsjam. Use our promo code SGP for 5% off. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/oddsjam. Dominate the marketplace with Odds Jam.
Kramer, Sean, real quick, I was on the clock as you were doing the read over on Underdog Fantasy.
Yeah.
In my
most seventh
team. And I just completed an Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, Baker Mayfield. Ooh, okay. Stack.
So. Now, most places you get yelled at for playing fantasy football on the clock.
Yeah.
But Ryan, you get bonus points for crowbarring an extra mention. And okay, you were kind of tipping your hand, Kramer. I'll let you out of the gate first. It sounds like you have Medina Spirit going one. Round out the rest of your trifecta here, or what you like.
There is, I mean, horse racing is the ultimate charlatan sport. And what better storyline, what better way to present yourself to the new generation? Then have this horse, tons of controversy, triple crown. What's better than that? People are back. I assume that people will be at the Belmont to potentially see it. I think Medina Spirit doesn't get passed again. I would imagine coming out of the three hole is not a bad spot if you're looking to get in the lead and hold the lead. I love the way that Medina Spirit uses the body side to side, boxing out, understands pushing horses outside the track, making them have to run those after those extra 10, 20 steps around the outside. And yeah, I think Baffert goes one, two. I think I'm copying Malcolm. I'm going one Medina Spirit, two Concert Tour, and three. You know, the wannabe cheater Todd, he comes in third. He has to be it's the ultimate bad spot. He's in the spot, but he loses the Baffert twice. And I'm going to box it. I'm going to do everything. I'll probably go really nuts on this one. I have not seen an athletic performance like that in a long time.
Big on heart,
like LeBron Finals, like team on his back. Maybe was the last time. I mean,
I thought you were going to say Paul Pierce when he had to get a wheelchair and then came back.
Not since Frazier in the Garden in the 70s have I seen that kind. I know that as someone who grew up with horse racing, the horses, you can tell when a horse knows what they're doing, and you can tell when a horse, like, absolutely understands they're in a competition. Ask anyone who spends a lot of time with horses. This is true. They have personalities. Medina Spirit, I don't want to say it, but could be a little Mamba mentality. All right. And I don't know if I want to bet against that for a triple crown. All right.
All right.
Listen, rest in peace, Kobe. New sport. He's winning the triple crown. All right. Kobe, through the body of Medina Spirit, is winning the triple crown.
Kramer, perfect transition to my trifecta / tri-box / I'll probably play all these horses to win. You know what Kobe Bryant wore? Well, I forget if it was pre or post his allegations. Number 8, Unbridled Honor. I think Pletcher does it. He brings it home. Concert Tour, I have coming in second. And rounding out third place, I wanted to go Midnight Bourbon. Malcolm talked me out of that horse. I'm going to go Keep Me in Mind to close things out. So a little frisky with the tri-box.
No Medina. You think Medina Spirit's just not going to show up at all?
I think the rumors, I think the narrative.
Play the Rocky music.
I think it gets in Medina Spirit's head, and
this is exactly what I want to hear the media say. They're going to be playing this in Medina Spirit's stall.
I love the idea of like the horse having just like, some newspaper clippings up,
just headbutting,
like highlighted, some bulletin board material for the horse. All right, so that's my trifecta, try box slash all those horses to win. Malcolm, close things out. What do you got here? 1, 2, 3 for the Preakness.
Ryan's got me fired up here. I almost feel like changing my try box. He's talking me into this. I think like Medina Spirit is absolutely tough as boots. Really good attitude. We know this. However, I can't believe that he's good enough that something isn't going to get past it. Bob Baffett is very shrewd. We're aware of this. That's one word for it. I think Constitua might just be a class apart. He went too hard last time. If you take that race out, if you had no knowledge of this race, Constitua will clearly be better than Medina Spirit. And we did see this with that. If you hark back to the communist horse, the Chinese one, that beat Medina Spirit by a long way. That was also out with the Baffett. So I think Constitua will get past and win. Medina Spirit then won't let the rest past. He will hold second place. He'll man mark everything else out the race. Let Constitua get away. Unbridled honor for Fletcher from the back. So we're going first Constitua, second Medina Spirit, third unbridled honor.
I love it.
I hope
to see a physical battle out there. I'm jacked up
for the Preakness, jacked up for horse racing.
Hell yeah.
Malcolm, always appreciate you calling in. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter at @mal_b_sport. And make sure you check him out hosting the MLB Gambling Podcast. Right now it's on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network feed. Get that Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever great podcasts are downloaded. Malcolm, appreciate it. And of course,
thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money. Green. I got, man.
You can get there.
I threw myself off looking at one more time at what I got down. Sagging the money green, and he is Ryan.
I stand with you, Bob Baffert.
Kramer, let it ride.